This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 13 of Painting on Glass. Tina.
Tina, you just listen to my song. Simply ran out of my heart.
Now, welcome to another episode, and I am really grateful to have you with me today. We are going to talk about the song Tina. One, I enjoy singing every time I get the chance to. And this one is slightly different from a lot of other songs. Not only because it makes you feel good when singing. As a singer, you always feel good when singing songs. No, it's a kind of joy that comes along when singing this little song. That makes it special. And the audience does realize this too.
Tina, why didn't you just turn around? I've been always wondering why you didn't stay. Wherever I may travel, yes, I will meet you there. Whatever distant places I'll see there, I swear.
Now, I can tell you, I really had no one special in mind when writing this song. I really did not. It was just a kind of dancing melody with a lot of motion, and the name Tina suited the beginning of the verse and the title well. No one special in mind, but a whole lot of fun and dedication when writing it. That was all up to this moment.
Tina, so much we to chat about. You just left me with a smile for a while. And Tina, you went just as fast as you came. That might drive me insane, but it's alright.
I recorded Tina for an album that was released 10 years ago. The name is Wayside, an album that I enjoy listening to up to this very day. And when I played Tina the first time somewhere on the road, the same magic seemed to happen just all over again. People started smiling, cheering. You could see they were doing good. What a moment to share and enjoy for myself in front of all these lovely people. Holy moly.
Wherever I may travel, yes, I will meet you there. Whatever distant places I'll see you there, I swear.
They say that if you want to receive, you gotta give first. Now, I think that's really true. People started listening to the song, and you know, this happens without the awareness of the one who wrote the song for them. There were people that had the same name and thought it was written for them. That's okay as far as I'm concerned, and I always have been glad that they liked it in any way they love to listen to it. But the most wonderful and striking incident happened right in the supermarket when a mother and a child of 6 or 7 came closer as I was reaching out in the fridge to get my yogurt and milk. I realized both standing close beside me and they were waiting. The mother had a light smile on her face and the little girl was looking up to me with the biggest eyes you could ever imagine. Just out of nowhere, she suddenly said, "Thank you for this song, sir. You are..." Then she mentioned my name. "It's you, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, it's me." Then she wore a broad smile. And I am Tina. Then her mother turned to her and seemed a bit overwhelmed by the directness of her little girl in front of a stranger. "You know, I got a CD from you as a present a couple of years ago. And she loves to listen to it. Right from the beginning, it was her song," the mother said. That was beautiful, and we said goodbye waving our hands. See, you got a gift first, and then you may receive such a beautiful moment. Now let me tell you one last thing according to this beautiful and simple song. When I received the Singer-Songwriter 2020 Artist Vision Award for exceptional talent, originality and vision in the field of music conferred by the Academia in Los Angeles on April 24th last year, they chose Tina as the track to introduce me to the audience that night at the gala. Just as I mentioned before, you may receive, but you gotta give first.
Wherever I may travel, guess I will meet you there. Whatever distant places I see you there, I swear.
Finally, let me thank you once again that I have the opportunity to be your host on this show once again. Help other people to find this podcast by rating, following, sharing, or giving a little review, or tell other people about this podcast. Be a part of it.
So Tina, since you've been gone away, I miss that lovely night in your eyes. And Tina, if we shall ever meet again, I swear I never ever let you go again. I swear I never ever let you go again.
You will find all of my music on major streaming and download platforms on the internet, and all of my books on Amazon.com. Look out for them under my name, and you will find all of them. We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.